Samir Gurdhate presents the book review of Prahlad by Kevin Mitchell. Mythological fiction books in India have emerged as a popular genre of literature that captivates readers with its masterful blend of traditional myths and legends with elements of fantasy, romance, and adventure. These works of literary artistry offer readers a unique and enthralling reading experience, one that takes them on a fantastical journey through the rich and diverse tapestry of Hindu mythology. The pages of these books come alive with vivid descriptions of the epic characters and their heroic deeds, set against a backdrop of ancient times and mythological realms. From the legendary Shiva trilogy by Amish Tripathi to the enchanting Palace of Illusions by Chitra Banerjee Divakaruni and the spellbinding Asura, Tale of the Vanquished by Anand Neelakantan, these books have garnered a vast following among Indian readers both at home and abroad. While some literary critics may argue that these modern retellings take liberties with the original source material, others appreciate the author's creative interpretations and applaud their ability to make these complex themes and moral dilemmas more accessible and relatable to readers. Ultimately, these mythological fiction books in India remain a testament to the enduring power and appeal of ancient mythology in contemporary literature. The breathtaking finale of Kevin Mitchell's Narsimha trilogy, Prahlad, is a captivating and enchanting read that leaves its readers spellbound until the very end. The tale unfurls a heart-wrenching story of revenge and treachery that keeps the reader riveted from the very first page. As the story progresses, we find Narsimha, the ruler of Kashyapur, consumed by a fiery vengeance that has been sparked by the death of Chenchan. Determined to seek retribution, Narsimha sets his sights on the formidable Lord Indra, vowing to take him down at any cost. However, in his quest for revenge, he starts to obliterate innocent lives, leaving Prahlad, his most loyal follower, in a state of despair. The narrative brims with power, vengeance, and fervor, as Narsimha's rage and desire for revenge continue to escalate. Prahlad is left with no other option but to try to stop Narsimha before he causes irreparable damage to the kingdom and everyone around him. But can he bring himself to take down the only father figure he has ever known, without succumbing to the darkness within? The sequence of events in this book is flawlessly executed, and the storyline is absolutely captivating. With every twist and turn, the plot takes the reader on a thrilling journey that leaves them gasping for more. The characters in the book are not just well-developed but are also imbued with a depth of complexity that is rarely found in modern literature. However, it must be said that the ending of the book feels slightly rushed. Nonetheless, this minor quibble does not take away from the overall quality of the book, which is nothing short of extraordinary. Reading Kevin Mitchell's Narsimha trilogy is akin to watching a magnificent and enthralling movie unfold before your very eyes. This book, in particular, is a thrilling and gripping conclusion to the trilogy that leaves readers breathless with anticipation. Kevin Mitchell's Prahlad is a book that truly stands out in the world of literature. It is sure to captivate and enthrall readers of all ages. It is a saga that will remain etched in readers' hearts and minds long after they have turned the final page.